Welcome to the Consciously Southern Podcast, a judgment-free journey to sustainability. Zero waste, home gardening, or even slow fashion, we cover it all and more here on the Consciously Southern Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Perrin.
And I'm company founder, Lexis Blackman.
Today, to start off our second season, we've decided to talk about what our sustainable resolutions are for the year. We divide this up into two categories. So we each have a personal sustainability goal and then a more broad environmental sustainability goal. Lexis, what is your personal sustainability goal or resolution for this year?
So my personal sustainability goal is to read more books, specifically about homesteading, gardening, food preservation, that kind of thing. Because by knowing how to utilize my garden and the produce, I can create less waste at home, make sure the food I purchase gets used efficiently and effectively. I can learn how to plan and plant my garden more efficiently. So like I had five giant tomato plants last summer, and that probably wasn't the most efficient use of my space, especially since I have like a 2 feet wide and like 10 foot long garden bed. So there's a lot more I could do with that space. So what are your personal sustainability goals, Chris?
So mine, I tried to take a sort of a modest approach to this so I can add more to it later if I feel like I'm handling it pretty well. But I want to prep 3 of my lunches for work every week, and I want to use reusable containers. This is for a couple of reasons. One, I want to stop eating out so much because I always eat at like Chick-fil-A and stuff for work. And it would save me some time because I always have to leave for lunch and it takes me away from what I'm doing for about an hour and then I just lose time. And I want to use the reusable containers because, one, getting disposable containers is expensive. And 2, it is so much extra plastic that's just thrown away for one use. And it gives me an excuse to go and buy some of the silicone containers, which is always fun to shop for.
Oh, yes. I was doing that this morning. I was just like browsing package-free shop, like dream shopping. Do you ever do that? Just dream shop?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Yes. I'll just get on Amazon and make lists of things that I want and then forget about it.
Oh, I love getting on Amazon for kitchen stuff. By the way, the best tip I have for bringing your own lunch, You have silverware at home. You don't need to buy the fancy bamboo silverware or the compostable disposable silverware. Just bring your own from your cutlery drawer. Like, you already have it. Just bring it with you.
I'm very lucky. Where I work, they actually have a full kitchen with silverware and everything. So I can just use their silverware and then pop it in the dishwasher.
That's so fantastic.
I know. It's really great. Like, everything I need is just right there. They even have cutting boards and knives and everything.
Oh my God. That is so cool. Like, I worked at places that you were lucky if you had a refrigerator. Chris, I forgot to tell you.
Yes.
We got the apple streusel pie from Pie Bar for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loved it. Nobody ate the banana pudding pie, which is my grandpa's favorite. Nobody ate it. We all opted for the apple pie, and they said it was the best apple pie they've ever had in their lives.
It's a really good pie. Like, the apples are even still a little bit firm, so they're not super. It's great.
Oh, it's so great. And for the price, too, like, I couldn't make a trial pie and then an actual pie for how much it cost. Like, it. No, just buy Pie Bar pie. It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Holiday hack of the year. Just buy a Pie Bar pie.
Oh, my God. Yes. It has now become our thing where when hubby and I go to the farmer's market, that's the last place we go is we stop in at Pie Bar. It is right next to the parking lot we like. We stop in at Pie Bar. We get our pie. We go to the car. We eat our pie with our coffees before we leave.
That is so funny because, like, my family this year, my sister decided to get them for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And when she told my aunt she was getting them, my aunt's like, oh, my gosh, I get those pies all the time. And then now you've got one for Christmas. So it really is turning into it seems like it's the tradition everybody's doing, but just hasn't talked about it.
Exactly. Okay, so we have to talk about that more. Maybe we should pimp a small business every round.
Yeah, we definitely should. And this is not a sponsored podcast from Pie Bar. It could be. They want to give us free pies.
There's a lot of things we'll do for free pie. Just saying.
But we genuinely actually got the pies and like them.
Four different times in my case.
Absolutely. So four glowing recommendations for Pie Bar.
Yes. Oh my God, their coconut cream pie is the best coconut cream pie.
I haven't tried that one yet, but I have to do that. We got the bourbon pecan one, the apple one, and the pumpkin one.
Oh, I've had the apple one twice. I've had the coconut cream pie and their chocolate cream pie.
Ooh, they have a chocolate cream pie?
They have a chocolate cream pie.
We got to do that.
Oh my God, it's so good. Oh, and by the way, they serve Cool Bean in the Marietta location.
Oh my gosh.
So if the Cool Beans line is long at Marietta Square, go hit Pie Bar.
That could be dangerous to get Cool Beans and a pie.
Oh, that's what we do when we're leaving. We're like, all right, we're at Pie Bar. Let's get our Cool Beans coffee at Pie Bar with the slice of pie and then go to the car.
Well, good thing none of our New Year's resolutions were to eat healthier, because we transitioned right into talking about Pie Bar.
Yeah, we'd be screwed. Sorry, there's no way I would put that.
We're being environmentally sustainable, not like weight sustainable. Although we are sustaining some weight.
That's awesome. So speaking of environmentally sustainable, what's your environmental sustainable goal?
So mine, actually, I did a lot of work back at KSU with GLE and the care services. And one thing that I found out with helping a lot of nonprofit organizations is that they really just need money. And that sounds kind of bad to some people. They're like, oh, I want to donate clothes or food or those kind of things. But what the directors always told me was that money is really efficient and easy to move. So if they have locations around the country, they can move money to a location for them to source the goods they need easier and less expensive than shipping donated food and clothing over to that area. So my environmental goal is to raise $1,000 over the year to donate to a local charity that helps parks or environmental green spaces, because I really like parks. I like going out to them and I want to help them stay around.
That's awesome. And are you going to have a donate link for if our listeners want to donate in your name?
Oh, I actually didn't think about that. That's a great idea. Maybe I will start a GoFundMe or I think there's one specifically for charities too.
I know there are a few that are specifically for charities, and like none of the money comes directly to you. It immediately turns around and goes to charities.
That would be perfect. So I'll work on starting that, and I will have it for our update podcast on the next podcast.
That would be awesome.
Cool. So what is your environmental sustainability goal?
Okay, mine feels really cheesy after yours because I'm a little bit jealous. I want to plant more zinnias for butterflies and honeybees since they enjoyed three plants I had last year. Two different types of zinnia seeds to plant. I have seed saved from last year. It's not a big thing, but it's something that I know I'll be able to do because just graduated, don't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of resources right now, but I do have seeds. So I'm going to make use of those.
Okay. That's really cool. That's like hyper local sustainable because you're doing something good for your local bees and butterflies.
Yeah. And then I get to watch them and admire them and go, oh, you're so pretty. And the hummingbirds like to come around too, which, okay, I made friends with the bird that ate my strawberries. If you've been on Instagram, you've seen this story. But if not, I was running late for class. I got really excited. I had three strawberries in my little container, and they were my first three strawberries. And this bird comes after me, and I threw him two and took one and ran in the house because there was a bird that flew in the house. He ripped some of my hair out. I have been scared of birds in small spaces ever since. So the hummingbirds know if I'm coming around with food, I will drop it and run if they start dive bombing me. This little bird, though, ever since that, anytime I'm outside, he like follows me around. He comes within like 5 feet of me now. He's like, you got food? And now I'm kind of getting used to him.
I've actually never seen a hummingbird.
Are you?
In real life.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like I've always heard about them, but I've never actually seen one.
Okay, so you can get like a hummingbird feeder at Walmart, Amazon. Kohl's has them. They're really common. But if you have a hummingbird feeder, you don't have to buy the hummingbird mix. I think it's just like a 50-50 sugar water mix. Like, we always look it up, the ratios, and just make it in a pot. It's basically a simple syrup.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, it's super easy, and you will get sticky, which is also why the hummingbirds have attacked. But you just hang it up in, like, a tree or someplace that's a little bit further off, and once they know you're there, they'll stop by every year.
That's really cool. I'm getting a new apartment, so that'll be the first thing I pop out on my patio.
Yay! Congratulations! Oh, speaking of that, so for our sustainable resolutions best practice list, one of the best things you can buy for your home is a Bean Envy pour-over coffee maker. We're not affiliated. We're not sponsored. This is just the one I've used for years. It's under $50. I think it was around $40 when I looked, but I was also looking like around holidays, so they had sales, but I think it's under $50. But it's got a stainless steel filter, which means you don't have to rebuy paper filters. It's easy to clean, it's easy to use, it makes a fantastic cup of coffee.
I am so glad you shared this, because I was going to ask you what it was, because I want to buy one.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, there's several on Amazon. I've looked at several. They're all great. I haven't seen any that people have had real problems with. But just take a look around, see what suits you. This one just kind of had our aesthetic, because it's kind of sciency.
So Bean Envy pour over coffee.
Yes. So it's all right. Just make sure it has a stainless steel filter.
Okay.
Ours came with two, and we haven't even used the second one yet. Our first filter is still fine. And don't throw out your coffee grinds. If you have nitrogen-heavy feeding plants like collards or like leafy greens, they love coffee because it's a nitrogen fixer for your soil.
Okay.
But you can also compost it. If you have ants, you can put it on anthills. There's so many things you can do with you quote-unquote used coffee grinds. It's not even funny. Don't throw them away. Use them.
Okay, I will definitely start doing that. I'll have like a I'm gonna have to get a special container or something, and I can keep them outside or in my pantry or something.
All I do is I put them in a like, it's an old Tupperware that's kind of grody and nobody wants to use for food. Put them in that. I put them in the fridge, leave them there, and it's fine. And whenever it's full, I take it outside and I go use it.
I didn't think about putting them in the fridge. That's a smart idea.
Yeah. And then if you, like, let's say, because we have cats, so sometimes, obviously, things smell bad. If you lay them out on a baking tray, if you lay your coffee grounds out on a baking tray and let them dry, it'll actually absorb nasty smells in your house, and then you throw them away.
That's really neat.
Yeah. Depending on what the smell is, you may want to throw those coffee grounds away at that point, unless you have a compost system.
Right. I have a countertop composting thing, but I don't know exactly what you can put in it. I know you just put like vegetables and those sort of things in there.
As long as you're not like, okay, wait, you were a barista, I was a barista. So our coffee consumption may be a little bit too much for that. But I would say normal average coffee drinker, like two cups a day was the average of the last time I looked. You're fine to throw your coffee grounds in your compost. So use your coffee grounds. It is an easy, sustainable resolution that can be incorporated into your everyday, which goes into the pick one step at a time, pick one thing and make it a habit before you push for more. So doing the Bean Envy pour over coffee filter, it is not as easy as a drip coffee. It will take you a couple tries to make a good, like, figure out your ratios. If I'm making it for two people who are coffee lovers, I use half a scoop of grind, and then I fill that coffee maker all the way up. But it takes extra time to boil the water, And you don't want it boiling, you want it just under boiling so that you don't scald your coffee.
So, just so our listeners know, Lexis and myself are both Starbucks baristas, longtime Starbucks baristas. So, if you or any of our listeners would like more episodes with coffee tips in them, leave us a comment and let us know because we will definitely give you coffee
Oh, we
advice.
should just do an episode on coffee.
We should. We should do like local coffee
Oh, I would
shops.
totally hit up my favorite coffee. One of my favorite coffee shops closed with COVID.
Oh, which one was it?
Eastbound and Ground in Dallas, Georgia. I started crying when I
Oh,
got the notification.
that's a cool
It
name too.
was all movie themed. Like you can go in and talk movies with them. They had the best drinks. Like they're just plain coffee. It was so good. Which is the mark of a truly great coffee house.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love Cool Beans coffee. They have like I won't even order anything else. I'm like, coffee, just give me coffee.
Yeah, Cool Beans is so tempting because you walk in and sometimes they're actually roasting the beans while you're waiting in line. Like you could tap the roaster on the shoulder while you're paying for your coffee. It's
I
that close.
know. I love just watching while they're filling, because usually when we go to the farmers market, it's me and my dad or me and my husband, it's me and somebody. So while they're making the other person's drink and they've already got my coffee, like I've doctored my coffee up just a tiny bit and I'm just watching the coffee roaster going, ah, I want one of these in my home. By the way, you can roast your coffee beans in the oven if you want to do it yourself. Yep.
Really? I
We were
did not
having a
know
whole
that.
conversation about this on Christmas Day. They're like, yeah, you can get green coffee, you can roast it in the oven on low, but you have to make sure you get all the water out. It's not going to be as good as what you're going to get like from a roaster because it's constantly stirring and mixing and making sure the beans don't get burned. You got to watch it a little bit more carefully. Like it's a learning curve and it's a learning process, so it would be easier to just go and buy coffee at your local coffee shop.
But still a fun
Oh, I
experiment to
totally
do.
want to do it.
Where would you get green
You can
coffee
get them on
beans,
the
though?
internet.
Okay. Well, I guess, yeah, you can get anything
Well,
on the
yeah, but
internet.
there's several coffee. I did a project, what, three, two, 3 semesters ago for our introduction. And we did a coffee shop, and I like had all the sources. I had the suppliers. I had everything to like furnish the coffee shop.
That's
You
cool.
know, that's what I like to do. I love doing research, especially about products. So that's what I did for my part of the project was we did a year of independent coffee roasters. Like that was the idea behind the shop. So like one was for Veterans Day, the entire month was donated to Black Rifle Coffee, which is a veteran owned coffee company, and most of their employees are veterans. So I was like, the entire month
Okay.
we'll be doing Black Rifle coffee, and when we're out, like we have our like basic blend, but the special blend is the Black Rifle coffee, and like we'll tell you where you can buy it and everything else, and like have cards and stuff and make it easy to buy.
So, Lexis, do you have any other sustainable resolution best practices that could help our listeners?
So one of the things to think about is how your resolution is going to be executed. So for example, if you're going to shop at your local farmers market each weekend, are you really going to do that? What are you going to do with all the produce? Would bi-weekly be better? Or can you get to your market consistently?
Well, another great piece of advice for starting your resolutions that I think I'm excited for with this year is accountability because we're doing this podcast, so I have to check in every couple weeks to update you guys what how we're doing with our goals. So I think that accountability piece is really going to keep us making progress on these resolutions this year.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited because I've never stuck to my year's resolutions.
Okay, so something we learned at KSU is SMART goals. They're called SMART goals, and it sounds really silly and you feel kind of stupid at first, or at least I did, but it breaks a goal down into manageable pieces. And SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, and time-based. So, Chris, what's your best advice for general resolutions?
So, my best advice, I believe I said this a little bit earlier, but it's always great to repeat that you need to make it simple and you can always add on later. So, that's why my resolution, my personal one, I started with making meals 3 days a week because making meals 5 days a week just seemed like a huge task to start off with right off the bat. So, I'm going to start with three, and then after I do three, add four, then maybe five. Hey, quick reminder. We post tons of great content on our Instagram. Gardening, cooking, you name it, we've got you covered. So go check us out. We are Consciously Southern, all one word. You can find us on Instagram. If you're new to our show, please hit the subscribe button and leave a comment introducing yourself. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. Thank you for supporting us and let your friends know to come check us out. That brings us to the end of another episode of the Consciously Southern podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Perrin, and I'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode. I hope you all have a most excellent day.